Okay.
I didn't know if you was out there in the dark or not. Oh, I had just been sitting there watching a little bit of Andy Griffith. Got done with my shower and that, and Bernice is up there now. She'll be down a little bit with a fresh piece of custard pie.
There's no living with you.
Boy, I gotta tell you, it's good. She's never made a mistake on one of those. And a couple of days ago, she made one, and the crust just didn't turn out right. She wasn't happy with it at all, so she just made another one. Boys, it's fantastic. In all the years we've been married, she never made a bad one, but it wasn't all that bad, but she didn't like it. It's kind of like letting out a photographer letting out a bad picture, and then he's judged by that one picture instead of what all he's done over the years, you know.
Do everything right, but people will remember you for that one thing you did wrong. But if she wants to donate that one that she didn't think turned out very well, I'll be happy to take it off your hands.
I'm afraid it's gone to Mr. Garby's disposal. But, I was looking here. It's supposed to be a ZL2 up there on 10 meters, but he ain't there. Oh, shoot. Well, did your son-in-law... check into the net? I didn't hear him the other night.
Son Seth, he checked in last night. He's got his call is KQ4WJT, which is a pretty good CW call.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I found, the main thing, mine was N0ZHB, and boy, it was a booger. When I first started out, and the main thing is it's long, and if you're trying to break into a de-expedition or something, that makes it tougher by far, I think. But he's got a lot of years ahead of him, so he may be able to grab up one that he likes better some of these days. I kind of like that Kilowatt Quebec 4 Whiskey Juliet Tango. SDCW, I don't know. Ariel used to have a program, I know, and it would tell you the best calls on CW. But I like mine. You get used to it, whether it's long or short or otherwise, and that's the main thing. Then you can just almost automatically send it.
Yeah, I'd never heard your original call before, and that would be a bugger on CW. But just, you know, the W is easy, the J is easy, and the T, I mean, the J is just one more dash from the W, so it felt like it kind of rolled off a little bit. But you're right, it is a little bit longer. But I was just thinking as far as learning it or sending it, it wouldn't be that bad. Mine, actually, it's... When I wasn't sure until I relearned CW, but mine actually has a nice little rhythm to it, and it flows pretty well. I like my call on CW.
I didn't realize it. I tuned the radio to 10 meters, and then this tuner followed it, and it scared me because I had it tuned to 20. But that's pretty good if I can do it without lousing it up. My key moved. Yep. It's not too bad, Jake.
Yeah, you did a good job there. Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot more difficult ones on there trying to copy them and send them, too.
Well, there's certain letters that are kind of hard for me. Yeah, I think that probably applies to everybody. The L is one that can stammer me now and then. And the Z is another one, and that one was N0ZHB. The H is easy, the B is easy, and the N0 was easy. But that Z is a tricky one to to kick out at times for me, and I don't know why. It's kind of like a tongue twister.
Yeah, it may be because I've sent mine so much, but the E's are not hard for me. It's the H's and the B's, which I have more trouble with, especially the H for some reason.
I think X is a difficult one. Daw-diddy-daw. I don't know why, but the W, that's just rolls off. The J rolls off. The T's easy. Actually, the K and the Q ain't too bad. The Q would be the more difficult of the two.
Relearning it, and I hit the Q, and I was my little app was sending me Q's and Y's, and I could not get them straight by themselves. If I got sent a Y, I knew exactly what it was. I could copy it fine. And a Q, I could copy it fine. But if they were in there together somewhere, I would get them confused every single time. It was weird.
You know, whenever we took our license test back in the old days, they would take you in a room, and they would there'd be usually several of you, and then they'd play a cassette tape, and it would be an unknown, totally different conversation. And I'm telling you, that was a booger, because a lot of it wasn't all the traditional things that guys usually talk about on there, and it was tough. Even the general class was tough.
To copy the signal report and the weather and the rig and that kind of thing when you hear it so much. But yeah, that would be difficult trying to pick out if they were talking about the car they drove or something like that. That would be it. The paint in the kitchen, that would be interesting.
20 words a minute was a booger. I got through, I think, 120 some characters, and I didn't miss a character. But then I went back and tried to correct one big mistake. Don't dot your I's, don't cross your T's, and don't go back. And I lost the ending of the QSO, but if you had over 100 characters copied, well, then you were still allowed to pass the test for extra, and I did. So I felt very lucky. That was down at Joplin, Missouri.
See how just stopping to try to rethink about the one you missed will mess up 5 or 10 more after that?
Okay. Well, I went out this evening, and I was trying to get finished up on that stupid watering system on this side, on this chicken pen, you know, there are two out there. And them chickens run back to the back of the cage, and then they just start pecking, especially on one. Well, the chicken man said you just take a little squirt bottle, like a water gun, shoot them with that, but they had no place to go because they were back against the back wall. Then they started again. And I've been beat today. I've just been brain dead. And just getting the right fittings down Lowe's today was a problem. So I went ahead, and I got ticked off after I got done. Bernice said, you can't do that, Tom. You're too tired. And I went over to the tin bar, and I got out that purple medicine, and I caught all five of them suckers, and man, I drowned them in that purple peck medicine. And Bernice said one of them went over and it pecked itself. That's what it was. She said as soon as it pecked into that purple medicine, it went over and just over and over and over it rubbed its beak. Yeah, that's not what I started to say. Oh, about slipped. Rubbed his beak in the ground. It did not like the taste of that. But they generally get it off after a while, but I hope they stop pecking each other. That just makes me madder than a hornet.
I know you know this. They'll pick on one, and they can end up killing it if they're, you know, if you let it go too far. I don't know why they do that, but maybe that's something instinctual. They know about the one Anyway, Tom, well, you know, that, I mean, that's why they that's why they call men henpecked, I guess, because we're the ones. Anyway, I'm in the driveway, and I won't say any more about that, because Miss Bernice will probably walk in. Enjoyed it. You have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Well, I think we are, and that's probably a blessing. Yeah, that the chicken man who raises chickens and sells them, he told me, he says, if they draw blood doing that, they'll kill that chicken. They're just cannibalistic suckers. But I'm not going to put up with that no more, so I caught them all, and that's a chore for an old man. Take care, Shane. Say hi to the family, and we'll catch you later. In 4ZLK and 0TR73s.
Able to Miss Bernice. Enjoyed it. N4ZLK, clear.